Hi, my name is Tim Johnson, and welcome to my poster. Today I'll be talking about improving the robustness of compact step range filter charged particle spectrometers on the NIF. I want to thank my collaborators at MIT in Livermore, as well as the NNSA for their financial support. Step range filters, or SRFs, are compact charged particle spectrometers used at the NIF. They cover a wide range of proton energies and proton yields. SRFs are also very configurable. Changing the filtering layout can let us measure different particles at different energy ranges. The large X-ray fluences on the NIF cause issues with the analysis of the SRF. The X-rays deposit heat into the tantalum filters, which in turn heats the CR39 detector. This causes the so-called wrinkle effect, which corrupts the data. We developed the gridded SRF to prevent this heat flow to the CR39. The grid holds the filters in place, and the spacer reduces thermal contact to the CR39. This successfully prevented the wrinkle effect in the SRF data. An unforeseen consequence of the grid is that the thinnest filter blows out. The filter is destroyed and litters the target chamber. We have proposed two ideas to support the thinnest filter of the SRF. We have a mesh that will sit directly behind the thinnest filter, and we have the so-called mini-grid SRF that adds additional support behind the thinnest filter. To test what impact either idea has on our data analysis, we are performing experiments on our linear accelerator. We are looking for distortions in the data caused by partial ranging through the support structures. The experiment will run each SRF three times, once without any support, once with the mini-grid, and once with the mesh support. We will also run the experiment at very high fluence levels to test this at conditions similar to the NIF.